irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch, as you always are, here on LA Talk Radio, the most irreverent, entertaining, and cool talk radio station on the internet, here in Los Angeles, and all over the world, for a matter of fact. It's nice to have you all with me, and we're going to be talking to an amazing guest today, as usual, but Penny Pierce, this woman can help you change your life. And I encourage you to not only replay, download the show after we're off the air, and I'll tell you how you can do that to sort of get what we're talking about a little bit more today, but also pick up her books, and we'll be telling you how you can get a hold of those as well. So, you know, is there too much drama going on and negative energy in your lives? Yes. Yes and yes. Right? Are you getting kind of tired of feeling fearful and isolated and kind of stuck in certain parts of your life? I know lots of us would like to dissolve the clutter, right? There's just too much going on. You know what I hear all the time when people come into my office is, I'm ruminating on this. That's our favorite word now. I'm ruminating. But I'm not laughing. I mean, I do it too, and we all do it. But we just sort of need to clear and dissolve a lot of those subconscious blocks. So today I'm going to be talking about the concept of why becoming more transparent can change your life. What does that mean? Well, we're going to find out. And my special guest is going to tell you how secrets, lies, and hiding are no longer functional, and how honesty, simplicity, and true humility produce genius. You know, do you all want to become like Lucy in that movie, like geniuses? Yeah, well, we can sort of kind of open our brains a little bit more to using more of the capacity that we were given. It's just we've been put into this matrix thing going on. You know, when we're transparent, we have clarity in ourselves also. And that, of course, equates to clarity everywhere. That which we feel in ourselves is out there in the world, you see. So if you guys want to be more empowered to see through situations that blind and confuse you and others, we're going to help you find out how to do that today. So today I'm talking to Penny Pierce about her latest book. It's called Transparency, Seeing Through Our Expanded Human Capacity. Now, this is, by the way, the next book in Penny's award-winning visionary series of guidebooks on personal and societal transformation. And you may have seen or read her previous books in the series. By the way, she's written like 10 books. They're amazing. But her series is entitled The Intuitive Way. Well, she has her wonderful series on transforming your life. There we go. So the book is The Intuitive Way, Frequency, and Leap of Perception. So today we are talking about transparency. And Penny, by the way, is an articulate and accurate clairvoyant empath. Before we went on the air, Penny and I were just talking about how she said, you know, when we talk about someone who is an empath or, you know, has vision, that kind of thing, people go, ugh. But now, no, people are really open to that. And I know you guys are out there. All my listeners are really open to anything and everything that can help you, huh? Aren't you? Now, Penny is also an amazing author, award-winning author, popular lecturer. She's a trainer specializing in intuition development, inner energy dynamics, expanded perception, and transformation. And of course, she's worked all throughout the U.S. and also Japan, South Africa, and Europe. She's been working in this field since 1977 and is coaching business and government leaders, psychologists, scientists, celebrities, and those on a spiritual path to find out about their hidden dynamics and really what makes for true success. So let's welcome her now with all that. And without further ado, Penny, hi, you're on the air. How are you today?
Thank you for all that.
You know what?
It's with you.
You know, your public relations people are the best, and it's all true, though. So there you go. It's really true. So I love reading your book. By the way, guys, it's called Transparency, Seeing Through Our Expanded Human Capacity. And you know what I really loved about it, Penny, is that it is really like a workbook as well. And it gets you to think things. You have to kind of think, discover things. And what triggers your reactions? And what are your stressors? And what are some of your underlying erroneous core beliefs? That kind of stuff. I love that. And I think most of my listeners really love that because they're self-help kind of folks. So
I was an art director and graphic designer for a long time, but and then I went into sort of a metaphysical realm and started to do readings and worked with people and taught intuition development. And so what happened was I started to be able to see through, you know, the surface reality is one thing.
Right.
But I started to really realize that it's the surface reality is it's caused by an underlying reality.
Right.
And that underlying reality is in the non-physical realms of, you know, thought and emotion and energetic patterns and frequencies and all kinds of things that we don't usually think of as real.
Right.
But they are really probably the reality, you know, and the physical is just like an overflow of that.
So it
came to me that, you know, if you could shift that inner reality to the way you want it, then the outer reality will take shape almost immediately and change itself.
That's amazing.
So healing and moving through, you know, psychological problems makes it a lot easier that way.
Gosh, it really does. It makes a lot of sense. And you're sort of talking about, and I don't mean to use you know, some of the phrases of the other philosophers and teachers, but I mean, you're talking about manifestation. You're talking about the law of attraction in many ways, right?
Yes, but I call it something really different. I've stopped using the word manifestation because it's kind of a buzzword now. And so I'm calling it materialization and dematerialization because we do bring our reality into form by the way we think, you know, and the way we use our attention and not intention. I make a difference in there.
Yes.
And then with the law of attraction, you know, as I've studied perception and I see that we're the real transformation we're going through is a huge really shift in perception from a linear way of thinking, which is what we take as normal, into something that's all in the present moment. There's no past or future. It's all absorbed into a vast present moment and everything's there, but at different frequencies. So instead of having a future, we have potential realities that are at a different frequency than the one we're in right now. And so it's a whole different way of thinking, and it's spherical. You know, so we're shifting this very basic way of perceiving things, and that changes the way reality will occur, you know, and the way we think of ourselves and know ourselves. It's going to be, it is happening now, but it's only in the very beginning stages, I think.
You know, I hear, I see a lot of millennial patients, and I talk to a lot of young people. I have, you know, a son who's in that generation, and I'm learning so much about what you're saying, that we're transitioning from the information age to the intuition age, because there really is something to what you're saying, and I'm seeing it, and we're catching on, you know, about these young people who are very in tune with their intuition, you know, with their ability to be more creative and imagine totally out of the box things. They're just more, and I don't want to say the word spiritual, but I mean, they're more in touch with that which is in the unseen.
Yes, and I would say, you know, the spiritual realm or the non-physical realm, yes. We have all these words for it,
yeah,
but
yeah.
It functions in an incredibly harmonious way. And, you know, in that realm, it's a very high frequency of consciousness. It doesn't even recognize the idea of fear. That
right.
doesn't exist in those higher realms.
Yes.
It only is a sort of artifact of our being physical and
yes.
working in a three-dimensional world, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I think a lot of the kids today are coming in
mm-hmm.
without a lot of the clutter and fear that have plagued us previous generations or people who've been on Earth for many lifetimes.
Right, right,
some of them
right.
may be coming in without having had the knowledge of fear as
yes.
much. And
mm-hmm.
and so that is what I would call being more transparent.
Yeah.
You know, in other words,
yes.
they're able to radiate their soul or their great knowledge, which comes from, of course, your own soul at a higher level, I
right.
believe, is connected to all souls, so that
mm-hmm.
really, if you look at yourself at a real big level, you are the collective consciousness.
Yes.
You know, and we
right.
source ourselves from that big pool of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure
I
do.
Think the kids today really are fairly connected to
yes.
that, and they don't have as much problem with, you know, seeing through things.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think they're troubled by the fact that we're living in a time period right now where all that clutter for the rest of us is surfacing.
Right.
So it can be cleared.
Right.
And
right.
it's like swimming around in a sea of junk, you know.
Right.
And it's quite confusing right now.
Right, exactly. It really is. And, you know, I used to listen, this dates me, I used to listen to Ramtha, and I don't know how genuine she used to be or really, but she
yeah.
used to talk about, you know, getting through the fire. And I think that's what you're talking about, is this time where we, you know, there's so much, we have to just sort of dog paddle through all what's going on, because everything is moving so
yeah.
quickly
yeah.
right now. And,
yeah.
you know, some people are saying, you have to like be on a higher, let's say, I don't know, vibration. You have to be on a more receptive, as you would say, transparent place in your mind, or you're going to go kind of fall off the cliff if you continue to, you know, have those fears and you know, live in a material negative world of complete, you know, I guess
yeah.
materialism is what we're talking about, and not realize
well,
that there
think,
is so much
yes,
going on.
It is a view of the world that is just physical.
Yeah.
And some people, I mean, some people don't even really know they have a soul or a self,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
But I think that, you know, we're dealing with, you know, when we talk about transformation, it's not just change.
Mm-hmm.
It is like a real total shift of the way reality functions.
Right.
And like I said before, who we see ourselves to be and how we know life.
Yeah.
So it's coming because of the acceleration.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows why that acceleration is really happening. But
yeah.
certainly the planet's vibration is increasing. And we know that scientifically.
Yes.
But then I think, you know, our bodies are made of the earth.
Sure.
You know, and the earth
sure.
is going up in vibration. So are we.
Yes. Yes.
Able to understand ourselves now as beings that have energy, and that energy and consciousness has frequencies.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yet everything vibrates.
And that's physics.
You know, and so,
mm-hmm.
and fear is a low vibration.
Yes.
It's often frozen, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's like
sure
energy
is.
That's gotten so contracted and lack of movement
yes.
in there that none of the light flow through it. You know, it becomes
right.
actually dark.
Exactly.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And so we have become, I think because of that contraction, we're now living in what I've been calling an opaque reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
so,
like we've
right.
got a bunch of wet blankets on top of us, and it's hard to see through it all, and
yes.
it's we're
yeah.
slogging along.
Right.
You
we're
know,
slogging
and,
along.
And so we're sick of it, you know.
Yes.
So many of it, we're just sick of it.
Yes.
And
yeah.
people are either resigning mm. themselves to it, and then really, you know, they can get suicidal and whatever, or they're just saying, I'm done with this,
right.
I need a way out,
right.
I want out of this, let's change it. And they're really motivated to shift out of the, you know, the fear-based reality,
right.
if you will.
Exactly.
You know?
Makes a lot of sense.
And I find that a lot. People are impatient.
Yes.
They, you know, the frequency inside their bodies is very high now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what that does first of all, it can be quite irritating, you know, when the energy waves, and they do come through in waves, hit us, and sort of challenge us to adapt to that higher frequency very quickly.
Yes.
And if you're stuck in your left brain with all your old ideas and opinions and belief systems, it's like a dam that, that dams up the flow.
Yes, exactly.
And then you get really irritated because your body is so disturbed.
Exactly.
And then you can become angry and act out and do all kinds of things.
Right. And don't
thinking the Las Vegas shooter guy probably was like that, you know.
Yeah.
He was just on edge anyway, and then a big wave of light starts coming in, and he says, "Man, I can't handle that. This is so disturbing. I'm going to blame everybody else."
Right, and triggered his psychosis and his chemical imbalance.
Yeah.
So I mean,
exactly.
Absolutely. By the way, guys, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle, and here on LA Talk Radio, as you always are, Friday, 11 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, and I'm talking to my special guest today, Penny Pierce. She is the author of the book we're chatting about. It's called Transparency, Seeing Through Our Expanded Human Capacity. And we're talking about really the transformation of stuff that's going on. We're now into the intuition age. It's sort of like a high-frequency clarity that's emerging. And a lot of folks are sort of, I mean, we're all sort of feeling this high energy we were just talking about. By the way, let me invite you to call in if you have any questions or comments about Penny's book, or if you'd like to, you know, ask her a question or ask me anything about what might be going on in your life. The number here is 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. Or if you'd like to email me a question, you're a little shy, you don't want to get your voice on the air, that's cool. It's straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you guys. So we're talking about this time of acceleration, and so is it good, Penny, for us to face our old emotions and fears and wounds, or are we creating more negative energy when we face those things, or what's up with that?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we are, it's almost like impossible not to deal with it these days because, and this is part of the acceleration, that it used to be possible to suppress our subconscious blocks and deny things and push it all down into some, you know, subconscious realm where we didn't have to ever deal with it.
Yeah.
But now that subconscious realm is at a higher frequency,
right,
too.
Right.
So the fears can't be stored there anymore, and they're all popping up to the surface, kind of like popcorn, you know, going off and and coming into our conscious minds.
Right, right.
So, and means individually, we're starting to have, like, almost reenactments of old things that that we suppressed before.
Hmm.
You know, things come back up, and they, in our conscious mind, is daily reality.
Yes.
You know, so it happens again. But at a societal level, at a collective level, it's happening, too, with mass beliefs, mass subconscious fears, right, where these things happen at a collective level, and, of course, the subconscious of the country comes out in the news. And so we're seeing all of this stuff acting out in politics, and a lot of negativity is released right now. It's kind of like Pandora's box is opening.
Right, exactly.
So we are going to need to deal with this because the frequency is moving higher and higher, which means it moves toward love and compassion and integration and unity and a sense of how everything's interconnected.
Yeah,
you know, and
that's great.
And wisdom, right? It's not about being hyper.
Right.
That's not what I'm talking about when I say high frequency.
Yes,
it's a very refined, calm, but smooth kind of vibration that we're going into where you're so calm that you know everything almost. It's just you can spread out and, you know, be immersed in things. And so it's not like ADD.
Ruminations.
But, so dealing with the negativity, I think, and I've talked about this in my book, Frequencies, that we have to establish the frequency of our own being, of our soul in the body, and I call that your home frequency. And it's a very calm and happy and, you know, it's your preferred state when you're feeling good about yourself.
Right.
And everybody's, you can feel it a little differently.
Sure.
So you establish that as your ground of being and baseline. And then when you get off of that or out of that, you try to remember, like, wait a minute, I just got knocked off center. This is not the way I want to feel. That guy made me mad, but I don't really like feeling mad. So I'm going to go back to my you know, ground of being state, get recentered, calm down, take a breath, go back to feeling the way I like to feel, and then I'll think about it.
Yes,
you know what happened.
So how?
You know, I'm not going to react.
Yes.
I'm going to respond.
Oh, yes.
From my point of clarity, you know, and then you get a better sense about, well, how do I want to work with this person or this situation, or is it just something I don't even care about? I'm going to let it go.
And
you get, and that's where you open up and you get aligned in that home frequency, body, mind, emotions, and soul all together in one spot in the present moment in your body, you know, and then your clarity starts coming through, and it comes via intuition.
You get
direct knowing of a certain, either a pattern or a state or an answer just pops in. And it's not right or wrong. It's just right.
It is. That's,
you know, you have that feeling in yourself of like, that feels good, you know.
Exactly. So you talk about the ground of being state. And, you know, when I hear that, Penny, I think about, you know, some sort of quieting meditation. Is that what you're talking about in a way? Or
It's a centering, really.
Yeah.
It's like, and a lot of it, remember, is the left brain is always trying to analyze, compartmentalize, and basically protect us from, you know, being hurt.
Right.
So it's always walking the perimeter and checking everything and doesn't really want us to change. And so often it comes up with lots of negative declarative statements. Well, I don't do public speaking.
Yeah,
you know, like,
no,
I can't. I'm afraid of that, or I don't do that, or this is, you can't do that. You know, it's a lot of negative statements, which then limit your reality. And, and, you know, keep you very contracted.
Right.
And that's, we're addicted to the left brain, and we identify ourselves as the left brain.
Wow.
You know?
So what good things...
So,
yes, go
the
ahead.
Important... Let me just finish this
thought. Sure.
That the important thing is to learn to shift into the right brain, into the body, into the heart, and into the energy field that we actually are.
Okay.
You know, we are a field of energy.
Sure.
And that is your home frequency.
Yes.
So whenever you're caught in the left brain, that you can notice that because you're in some kind of internal dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Left brain is always language-oriented.
Yes, it is.
So in order to start to find clarity and shift into the right brain in the intuition, which connects you with the higher soul or spiritual wisdom, you have to shut up. You have to go into
just
silence.
Nothingness.
Stop the internal dialogue. Get centered inside your body, breathe, and stop talking. You see, and that's the quickest way. The minute you get really quiet, your intuition opens. The minute you start yakking again, it closes.
Yes.
The minute you start talking about negative things or what isn't, you can't have any intuition because it's all about connections.
Yes, yes. And don't you suppose that's why a lot of, you know, the spiritual leaders, you know, the gurus of our time and past times, they are quiet. They are peaceful. They do not speak much. They internalize in the stillness of everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think after you've gotten clear like that, then you realize, too, and this is, again, relating to transparency, that when you learn to work with the inner worlds of energy and consciousness, that you can go into that world by being quiet and penetrating into it, and then have a thought, like let's say a healing thought.
Right.
And just put it out in the field, and there's no time and space there, so everybody gets it all at once.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
If you want to market yourself, you know, you don't have to go through all this rigmarole of, so much anyway in the outer world. Go into the inner world and say, here I am. This is what I am. This is my true self. This is what I'm offering. I'm happy to help anybody. Anybody who wants it, please find me.
Wow. So you know, I don't have to go on Instagram?
And that works once you really get used to working in that realm.
So you mean I don't have to go on Instagram so much, so often?
Really? Or be affiliate programs and do all those marketeering things.
Right, exactly.
And you can if you want, if it's fun for you. But, there are other ways to make things work.
Yes, exactly. So you know? Yeah, I do. I understand what you're saying. And I think that's the leap we need to take in this higher frequency going on. So in the ground of being state, How can we, okay, so we get there, and in your book, by the way, Transparency, Seeing Through to Our Expanded Human Capacity by Penny Pierce, people out there, how do we function out there in the world of chaos? I'm just trying to put it together here because, I mean, if we're, we are calmer, we're peaceful, we have a higher vibration, we're feeling good, we've, come to terms with a lot of our fears, we have a new story, as it were. How do we function with all that chaos out there?
Well, I think that, first of all, you practice being in your home frequency so that it becomes a natural thing to recenter back into it, and you know you have a choice between feeling contracted and going into fear of various kinds or defensiveness and being centered and calm and remembering what's really real, which is the spiritual, the way things work in spirit.
Sure.
All right. Then remember that anything that disturbs you is like one thing in each moment. It's one thing at a time.
Right.
So, you see the wildfires in California, or you see the shootings or whatever it is, and each one of those things could knock you off center and say, uh-oh, the world is, and go into fear.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you notice that you've gotten off center, because you are now training your intuition to notice when you contract and say, oh, I don't like the way this feels.
Yes.
So I'm going to stop this right now. Pause, take a breath, get recentered again, back into the home frequency. And it's a practice over and over and over and over and over again to establish your preferred state.
Right.
And again, you get back in the center. You allow the contracted energy that's been in your body.
Yes.
What usually, if you go into fear, it goes into one, like in your chest or your throat, or you get a contraction somewhere.
Yeah, so that's
is about anxiety.
Exactly.
And then you release that energy, you move it around, you get it going, you don't hold.
Interesting.
And then, again, once you've gotten centered and calmed down, then you look at, what do I feel about those fires, or what do I feel about those people dying, or is there something I want to do about it? Is there a way that I would like to help that I don't have a should attached to it?
Yes.
Because, the ego always says should.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Oh, we always beat ourselves
up. Yeah, and the soul always says, I want to, I'm interested in, I'm curious about. It's always a growth-oriented, fluid, movement-oriented kind of of opinion,
Yes, it is. It sure is.
So I think you have to, first of all, take it one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Clear it.
Mm-hmm.
Rebuild your habit of feeling the way you like to feel. Make a choice for your preferred state. Nobody can make me feel bad if I don't want to.
Right.
Because feeling bad is your own choice.
That's right. That's true.
And so you have control over how you feel, really.
We do.
And you have, if somebody's abusing you, well, then you've got to leave, or you've got to report it, or you've got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Stand up for yourself or change your reality.
Yes.
Whatever needs to happen, it's up to you.
Yes, yes.
And sure you can ask for help.
Yes, you can. You sure can. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you also talk about the importance of radical trust in others. So, again, how, and I know you just described how we could cope with a lot of the stressors going on in the world, and that we do have control over how we feel and clearing and rebuilding, but why is, and how, can we have radical trust of others? Why is that so important?
Yes. Well, by radical trust, I mean trust in every kind of trust, basically,
right.
and 100% commitment to trust. And it always starts with trusting your own self.
Yes.
That, hey, wait a minute, I am the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in me, I do know what I'm doing. I'm engineering this life so that I can learn the things I need to learn. So I'm going to trust myself and what I notice.
Yes.
And that's the next part.
Right.
You notice what you notice. So become conscious of that. It's kind of a mindfulness practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then have a dialogue with yourself about it. Well, why am I noticing this?
Yes.
Is there something I'm trying to show myself? Am I trying to learn something here?
Yes.
So you engage with what occurs, and whether it's positive or seems negative. If it seems negative, it's that you are trying to help your personality clear some of the clutter.
Mm-hmm.
If it seems really positive, it may be showing you a new direction or a new talent that wants to come forth, you know?
Yes.
But always trust that the flow, you know, that the flow is, to me, the collective consciousness of all beings evolving together, helping each other evolve, giving each other what they need.
Yes.
It's always cooperative.
Yes, it is.
Whatever you need, you are going to get it. You will even be given the desire to have the thing, you know, as part of how do you get it.
Yes.
And so you trust yourself, you trust the flow, you trust the way life arises, you trust your choices. And then you trust that the other people who show up in your field, which I don't think you attract them. I think that when your frequencies match, people of the same vibration just occur out of the field.
Oh,
they almost like just show up.
You know what? It's so interesting because I sort of tell people, watch what they're thinking, watch what they're feeling, be really aware of things that are going on within them and what they're spreading out there in the world, because you will sort of vibrate and attract that same frequency.
Well, you're basically giving the unified field out there.
Yeah.
This is your set of instructions for how the field can materialize for you personally.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and so you want to put out the kind of vibration that you would like to live in.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that you really would like to live in. And if you're putting out, like, I like myself, but I don't like myself. I like myself, but I don't like myself. Guess what kind of people you're going to get?
Yeah.
You know, people who like you and then don't like you.
That's
you know, it's going to be always the same because there's no outside world.
It's so true.
It's all one big world. You know, and
it's a mirror.
You set the tone.
Yes.
And that's your vibration, and that has a quality of consciousness to it, right?
Yes.
So I call it more the law of emergence, because whatever you're putting out as your vibration, that's what happens in your field, because that's your vibration. And you can easily change it by just putting your attention on something else.
Yes.
And that is why working with your imagination is so powerful.
Yes.
That we don't use intention anymore. I don't, because it's futurizing something, and there's no future.
That's true.
And it's using willpower, which we don't need to use anymore, because everything's cooperative.
Yes, it is.
So instead, we put attention on the kind of people we'd like to be with, the kind of person we'd like to be ourselves, in what kind of job it would be, you know, good to work in and that would bring out our creativity, and imagine it.
Right.
In the present moment.
Yes, and being there.
And then the more you keep your, you keep your attention on that vision, it pretty soon it becomes tactile. You can really imagine it so that your body can feel it. And as soon as the body gets it, it'll start happening.
Right.
It'll actually materialize.
Yes. Yes.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Break. And that's how fast things are today.
They really are.
Everything's in the present moment. It's getting more and more instantaneous.
It really is. And it's also teaching us, again, not to have, you know, put a lot of angry energy and fearful thoughts. And I know that's not going to happen. All those, as we call them in psychology, cognitive distortions, you know, about fortune telling, about the fears and the worries and the negativities, because boom, they'll be right in our faces and you'll be
saying, it is distortion.
What?
It's very much true. Yeah. It's distortion of the truth.
Yeah, it so is. You are so on this, and I love the fact of what you're sharing with everyone, because there are a lot of informational books about these concepts, and there's a lot of old school law of attraction books and things like this, but you sort of give it another level to help us sort of get with it and realize that we need to stop a lot of these, you know, thoughts. We need to stop a lot of what we believe, the negative fears. And we need to clean our acts up. And in this book, really literally teaching people, and the book, by the way, I'll tell you about in a minute, folks, the book, you can tell people and teach people through exercises and explaining to them what they're doing to themselves and why they're attracting what they do in their life. It's really excellent. And it's called Transparency, Seeing Through to Our Expanded Human Capacity. And, of course, my special guest, the author, is Penny Pierce. It's an excellent read, and it really will help you out. A lot of folks come in to me and say, can you give me a good self-help book? So this is my new self-help book that I'm giving everyone. So,
well, you know, I started getting really interested in transformation when I started feeling the acceleration going on and how people were shifting. And then I'm always curious about the underlying process.
Yes.
So I kept using my intuition to delve down into that and get a feeling of it. And I started getting all these kind of downloads of these patterns of knowledge and that would come through. And then so my description of the transformation process really, really started with frequency.
Right.
Exactly. And then it went on to leap of perception, which is how the consciousness is actually changing. And now the next, it's like they come in like planes waiting to land or something, these books.
That's amazing.
And, and it further the explanation.
So
I started getting this word years ago and didn't exactly know what it was all about. But it's kind of like, it's such a big word right now, you know, but it's because we're still in the information age, the end of the information age, you know, we can barely process data, the amount of data we have anymore. So that's why I think we're having to shift from the linear left brain into the sort of all at once right brain where we have direct knowing of things. But, as we're making this shift, there is a feeling of transparency relating only to information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're still in that focus and it's still physical.
Mm-hmm.
So we're wanting truth. We're wanting, you know, free access to information. We don't want lies. We're tired of being lied to. We're tired of having distractions foisted upon us. And, you know, people are really impatient now.
Oh, well, that
because they want the real thing.
They do.
Absolutely. And that is part of what I was calling horizontal transparency.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
It's in this world,
exactly.
You know,
horizontal.
And it's kind of linear still.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but
it is.
The other kind of transparency is vertical, which is really the key thing, you know, is when you realize that you are the soul, that the spiritual world and the physical world have always been integrated, that inside of matter is energy and consciousness, and the spiritual world is inside the physical world, and the soul is inside your body and in your personality, that you are the soul.
Yes.
When that happens and this integration is actually realized, and there is a feeling you get when this, like you get it, you know, it's like, oh yeah, I'm here, you know, and I know what I'm doing, you know, at that point, then you identify as the soul rather than as the left brain or your body. And you realize there's no outside world. It's all connected to you. Everything's meaningful to you, that you're what you see, you're seeing it because that's what you are at the moment, what choosing to create at the moment. And then because you're the soul, and remember, the soul doesn't understand fear.
Yes.
So then any remnants of fear that are left, they cannot stay in that field of energy. It's too high frequency for the fear. And they have to come up and be processed. But the processing today, because we're so fast and in the present moment, it can be cleared instantaneously.
Yes, it can.
And often it comes in like, wait a minute, was that really mine? Did that happen to me? Or was that somebody told me about that? Or that happened to somebody else?
Yes,
You know, it's like you can't even remember that that was your thing that happened to you. Maybe it's something that happens to all people, you know, and I'm just was possessing it for a while, thinking it was mine.
I was possessed.
You know, and you start to let go of it and become kind of bored. With fear and all that kind of stuff. Oh, if you have fear, then you have to defend yourself or you have to wear a mask and you have to tell lies and you have to, you know, beef yourself up and be, you know, better than everybody and all that stuff. You know, it's like, whoa, what a waste of energy.
It is.
You know, we might as well just be yourself.
Yeah.
Let them see everything.
Exactly. You know, I see, you know, what's fueling this in the outside world, of course, and I hear this from a lot of people, is social media and the pressure to be something you're not. And, you know, this whole facade.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy to me because a lot of people base their self-worth and their relationships and everything else on, you know, what they're seeing other people do in social media. And, of course,
right.
The lack of the tactile and energetic exchange that we get in person that we don't get in texting, and people trying to figure out what do they really mean, because there's no tone of the voice, there's no look in the eye, there's no attitude. I mean, it's just, I don't mean to sound like a grumpy person because I use social media really a lot and I'm very, you know, aware of what's going on and I'm computer savvy, but there really is something that worries me about a lot of people who are so addicted to the drama in social media and, again, base their self-worth on that. So how can we sort of pull out of that computer, you know, addiction that we have and become just more authentic and try not to...
Yeah.
I mean, we really, a lot of people, we can't... I hear this from people all the time saying, I just had to look on their Facebook to see what they're doing and who they're with and but it's a big PR campaign for everyone. You know, it's not real. It's not.
I know. I think that as people get hungry to have what's real and to have authenticity, that they're going to want to know people more deeply.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to want to know themselves more deeply. They're going to want to know how the laws of the universe really work, you know, and how your consciousness really works.
Right,
I think we're going to see that as maybe a kind of backlash or a next development after all the superficiality of social media and so forth.
Right.
But really what social media is doing that's very good is it's introducing us to the concept of collective consciousness.
Yes.
Hey, I do know people immediately. I can have friends in other countries that I've never met. You know, like we are connected. We have things in common. And it's such a wonderful, joyful thing to really start being connected to people in this bigger way, which we always suspected was true. But because we were, you know, separated and localized, we didn't have any of that.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I guess going to church. Something, you know, was the way people got it.
Sure.
But now we have this amazing feeling of family.
Mm-hmm. We do.
You know, with people and finding similarities.
Yes,
you know,
do.
So that you can find your group or your soul group or how do you belong.
Right.
And so that is good, I think.
Yeah,
but
I
the
do too.
Addiction to gadgets, you know, is, you know, it's so detrimental because it's taking us away from our body and our own natural gifts to be telepathic.
Yes, it does.
You know,
really
if you're not checking your phone and you get the idea of your friend Susie, and then you think, wait a minute, she just came into my mind three times. I think I'll call her.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I wonder what's going on.
Yes.
And then you start paying attention to what you notice.
Right.
And you start, you know, being own in what's coming to you from some gadget, you know, what's coming up out of you, you know, from your own core.
Yes, exactly.
And then you start being fascinated with how much you know.
Right.
You know, it's really amazing.
Right. No, I hear what you're saying. It really is. It seems like we have a caller on the line coming in here on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest today, Penny Pierce. We're talking about her book, Transparency, Seeing Through to Our Expanded Human Capacity. I think we have another caller on the line. Let's give it a go and, you know, see who's up on the air with us. Hi, you're on the air with Penny and Michelle. Who's this? Hello.
Hey, Dr. Michelle.
Oh, there
Michelle.
You are. Hi.
Dr. Michelle. Hey, this is Jackson.
Jackson, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good.
Really good.
I didn't mean to call so late. I'm just, I was just listening about what you guys were saying about the impact of social media and how it unites collective consciousness. I do have a social media page on Instagram. We have about 200,000 followers. And something that I've realized in building this Instagram page is there have been more people from all around the world that have been connected and then connected through to each other through a platform that has been offered. But I guess I'm just curious about the positives and the negatives. I thought I'd use this opportunity to gain a little more insight on the work that I do with people. So the Instagram page is based on actually spreading awareness that we are all interconnected. It's about a united consciousness of, you know, the collective consciousness of planet Earth.
Wow.
And how we are all, you know, connected to the same energy stream. But essentially, I have also found that with all the positivity that comes out from the page, there's still a lot of ego that's involved. Like people say, like, I guess the best way to put it would be people that claim to be more enlightened than others, people that claim to be like they, you know, they have the answers. And I think that a lot of it has to do with ego and like them wanting to be the guru, or, you know, them wanting to be, whether it's in a spiritual community or a fashion community or any community, a biking community. There's always like, you know, in social media, because you're exposing yourself to the masses, there's always a group of people that want to tie in to being the best, like the top, you know?
Mm-hmm. So
I guess my question here is, finding that balance between, you know, assisting people through the page and offering the services while still maintaining, you know, a sense of groundedness, like not getting too tied up in the fact of, you know, people look to you for answers because, you know, you have X amount of followers or whatever it might be. So there's, does that make sense? Do you guys understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, in a way, it's like if you had some sort of guidelines for posting that had to do with how can you make a contribution to the community, and also what is your motivation underneath your posting? You know, why are you saying this?
Right.
If you could get people to think a little deeper,
yes,
you know, about and make it so that it's for the benefit of the community, out of needing recognition, out of lack of a sense of self or something.
Yes.
You know, that might be a helpful thing.
May I ask you, Jackson, what is the name of your, what is your Instagram called? What is that about?
Well, the name of the Instagram is called Universal Consciousness 1111.
1111?
You know, I'm not here to promote anything. I just want to simply get information about, you know, what it is that we can do to bring a more unified structure into the platform. Because there have been people that, you know, we do throw events, and there have been people that, you know, are acclaimed authors and, you know, they call themselves gurus and whatnot. But at the end of the day, you know, you look at their page and they are posting things that are somewhat egotistical, and like they act as if they have the answers. And then we bring them on to speak at the events, and it's almost a reflection of us when someone claims to be the best. And I'm not, you know, I do my best to give people a chance and an opportunity to speak. But at the same time, I almost want to stay anonymous, and I don't want people to know, I don't want it to be about who has the answers or, you know, who's the most enlightened of them all. I really do want it to be about a platform of unification, a platform where people can come together and unite themselves and, you know, speak to one another, possibly about, you know, the issues and struggles that they're going through.
Yes.
And just people are there for each other, not like not a central group of people has all the answers, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
I think that statement, a mission statement,
can I just
is
interrupt
really good.
You
know, just, like,
I'm sorry, yeah. Penny. Can I just interrupt you one sec? We do have a hard break coming up. So what I'm going to have to do, Jackson, is if it's okay, what I'm going to do is just have Penny sort of wrap up and answer your questions so we give listeners information about her book, how to get in touch with her, and pick up her other books. But thank you so much, Jackson, for calling in. It's a beautiful question, and good luck and many blessings to you. I thank you for listening. Hang on.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you guys for taking the call. Thanks for all your help.
Just hang on the line, and Penny's going to answer your question now, okay? All right, go ahead.
That's exactly what I'll do.
All right,
thank you,
great.
Doc.
Thank
all right,
you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry, Penny. Sounds like a lovely person.
That's okay. No, I can see what a problem that can be,
yeah.
But I think that possibly setting out better mission statement, sense of what the site is really for,
right,
what we don't want to have happening on here,
sure,
and something about, like, this is for everyone,
right.
Just offer what you have, don't make any claims, it's just what can you do to help others,
exactly.
You know, something like that, where
yeah.
it just
exactly.
describes it in a more clear way.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think that's really a great idea. Thank you so much for calling, Jackson. It was lovely to get a call this late, but unfortunately we have to wrap things up now because time flies when you're having fun here. And Penny, it's been an amazing interview, and you're so articulate, and I know you've helped my listeners so much, and I thank you so much for being on. What is the best?
Oh, anytime.
Oh, good. Okay, you got a deal. You've got many other
sure.
books to talk about. So what's the best way listeners can find out more about you and get a hold of your books?
My website is just my name, so pennypierce.com.
Okay.
And it's spelled P-E-N-N-E-Y and then P-E-I-R-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
But there's lots of stuff on there. And my books are on Amazon and, you know, pretty available everywhere, Books A Million and so forth.
Mm, lovely.
So,
oh, thank you so much for being such an inspiration to everyone. And I really do love and appreciate your books. And your latest one again, folks, Transparency, Seeing Through to Our Own Expanded Human Capacity. All right. Take good care, Penny, and thanks a million for being on the show today.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now. All right, again, Penny Pierce. And by the way, the shows are going to be up in the archives after today, so you can download, replay. All my shows are also on iTunes podcasts for free on the couch with Dr. Michelle. Have a great week. As I always say, take care of yourself first, and you'll be great for others. That's the way it works. All right. Have a good one, guys. More great shows coming up next on LA Talk Radio.